This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. The final day for Californians to register to vote for the June primary is this coming Monday. As KCBX reporter Jordan Bell explains, we could be headed into a record-setting election season.
The DMV recently upgraded its process for registering people to vote. Before April of this year, customers would fill out paper forms to be mailed to county election officials. Jessica Gonzalez is a DMV spokesperson and says all 175 field offices now have touchscreens for customers to select voter preferences, including political party, language, or vote by mail.
And then what happens is once you complete your voter preferences, that information is then electronically sent to the Secretary of State. So it's a much faster process.
Last month, the DMV helped register nearly 23,000 customers, both online and through the kiosks. In San Luis Obispo County, there are about 154,000 registered voters, and in Santa Barbara County, there are nearly 200,000. Tommy Gong is the county clerk recorder for San Luis Obispo County.
We may actually set a record in terms of the total number of registered voters leading into a presidential primary. We'll know in the days following the close of registration.
He says electronic registration speeds up his process, and he says when the Motor Voter Act is implemented, it will have a huge impact. The governor approved the act last year. Under this system, all eligible voters will be registered to vote automatically when they pay a visit to the DMV, unless they opt out. Once the Secretary of State completes a framework for the process, the DMV will have 1 year to implement it. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.